Bill O'Reilly here, Thursday, March 31st, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. President Biden pledges even more aid to Ukraine. 20% of adults run out of money between paychecks. 9 in 10 Americans carry credit card debt. The number of workers testing positive for illegal narcotics hits a 20-year high. Also ahead, the best places to go. But first, President Biden announcing another $500 million in aid to Ukraine. The White House also unveiling a new package of sanctions against Russia. The penalties apply to 400 specific Russian individuals. The Biden administration working with leaders in Poland, Romania, and Moldova to admit 100,000 Ukrainian refugees into the USA within the next 30 days. A survey from CNBC says 1 in 5 Americans run out of money twice a month. 3/4 say inflation is having a major impact on their daily finances. The typical adult stresses over personal money 6 times a day. About 1 in 4 workers have nothing saved for retirement. The average adult has less than $400 in the bank. Right now, 1/3 have nothing. 46 million jobs have left the economy since COVID hit 2 years ago. Inflation hammering America's credit score. New data from Citibank shows 90% of us carry major credit card debt every month. Just 10% of adults have a zero balance on their credit cards. 10%. The average family owing $8,000 to the banks. 1/3 have drained their savings over the last 48 months. 25% of Americans are close to the maximum credit card limit. The percentage of Americans employed and testing positive for narcotics at the workplace hit the highest level in 2 decades. 4% of all American workers failed a mandatory drug test. That figure is up 50% compared to 2017. Many companies no longer screen for substances like marijuana. Pot can be legally consumed in 18 states. But drug and alcohol abuse on the job is responsible for 65% of all workplace injuries. In a moment, the best places on earth to visit. Right back. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. I, your humble correspondent, have been lucky enough to visit 82 countries on this planet. In the world, there are 195 nations. So here are the 5 best places that I have seen in no particular order. Tahiti. That is a favorite vacation spot for the Obamas, Barack and Michelle. Population, 190,000 in Tahiti. Total number of islands that make up French Polynesia, 120. Average temperature, 83 degrees year-round. Now, the reason Tahiti is so spectacular is the water. So if you are an ocean person, it's not riding the waves or surfing. As you can see, the visibility is so clear. And if you go snorkeling, the fish and the reefs, it's just an amazing getaway. 7-hour flight from L.A. 2, the fjords of Norway. Talk about opposite Tahiti to Norway. 2,000 fjords spanning 800 miles of shoreline. The deep valleys were used by Vikings to launch expeditions into Europe and North America. Now, the best time to visit the fjords in Norway is July, and the temperature is about 65, 70 degrees then, and you can enjoy 20 hours of sunshine. It's just dramatic scenery. All right, so you're floating into these things, and then think of big mountains on each side and little villages. It's really spectacular. Rome, Italy. 15 million people visit Rome every year. City's ranked number one by travel guides for food, wine, and history. Tourists can also visit Vatican City, as you know. That's the headquarters of the Catholic Church. Spectacular museums there. Now, if you go to Rome, there are two things. Number one, take a tour, because driving around that city is insane. So they'll take you to the great places, and there are so many of them that you can do tours for 2 days. And then no matter where you eat, it is stunning food. And for dessert, gelato. I mean, you're just sitting there looking at this ice cream going, how did they do this? So Rome, one of my favorite places. If you don't like Rome, then I don't know what to say. Ireland, there you go. Second most popular European destination for Americans after the United Kingdom. Dublin, the least expensive city in Western Europe. Between airfare, hotels, and food, the average family vacation to Ireland costs $3,000, compared to $8,000 if you go to Paris and London. And Ireland is spectacular. There's not a bad road in the country. You just kind of amble around. And the folks are nice. Don't judge the Irish by me. Finally, Vietnam. Now, that country has been ruled by communists since the collapse of South Vietnam in 1975. 20 million foreigners visit Vietnam each year, fastest growing destination for Americans since 2015. The beaches in Vietnam are undiscovered. They're fabulous. And the countryside is so interesting to go through it. Lots of ghosts in Vietnam, but it was a magical place for me. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. If you'd like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com, where you can see me on television in a moment, something you might not know.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. 18 years ago today, liberal pundits launched a national radio operation to compete with popular conservative radio. The network hammered Bush the Younger over the war in Iraq, and it spewed daily vitriol against Republicans in general. Air America had arrived. Here is the story. In 2003, comedian Al Franken, actress Janine Garofalo, and other progressives signed on to the project. The roster included Tom Hartman, Rachel Maddow, rapper Chuck D, Randy Rhoads. Their competitors were hit shows from Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, and my radio program, The Radio Factor. Air America debuted on March 31st, 2004. The pilot show was hosted by Franken. First guest, G. Gordon Liddy, socialist filmmaker Michael Moore, and Al Gore. Said Franken, quote, "I'm calling my show the O. Franken Factor for one reason only, to annoy Bill O'Reilly." Well, I was annoyed because the Irish want no part of Al Franken. Anyway, the entire operation was a disaster from the start. Few people tuned in to listen to Air America. In fact, the average person listened less than 20 minutes compared to 2 hours for Rush Limbaugh. Air America filed for bankruptcy in 2010, just 6 years after launch. Executives blamed the failure on the country's recession, but that was BS. It was all about ratings. Air America was profitable in just one market, Portland, Oregon, home of Antifa. While Air America quickly vanished, conservative radio continues to thrive. 80 million Americans tune in every day. Most popular programs, Sean Hannity, Mark Levin, Glenn Beck, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton. And here's something else you might not know. Conservatives also dominate the podcast industry. From its beginnings in 2004, 80 million Americans now listen every week. By the end of the decade, the podcast audience will pass radio and primetime TV. Best podcast might be the No Spin News, anchored by some guy named O'Reilly. Back after this.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.